Hello, my friends. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It's a podcast journal of my creative life. I share with you the challenges and triumphs and mistakes and things I've learned and things I'm doing involved around my creative life and around my helping other people with their creative endeavors, which is my day job. Who am I that you should be listening to me about any of this stuff? Well, I've been an independent creator since before the turn of the century, starting with playing punk rock and publishing print zines in the late 1980s, to having one of the first web periodicals in the late 90s, to being one of the first 50 podcasters in 2004, to being the person who published the first novel in history with a simultaneous release in print, ebook, and podcast formats in 2005. I've been around for a long time. I like to say this isn't my first rodeo, but the horses and the bulls, and especially the clowns, keep changing. So I offer this show as both a record of my creative life, but also as a way to provide, hopefully, some teachable moments that you can take into your own life as a creator. If nothing else, I'm here to show you firsthand that you're not alone, and we can sort of commiserate in a time-shifted way. Today, I am coming to you once again from the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in Southern California. It is the 11th of November, 2025. Happy Veterans Day to those who for whom it is Veterans Day. Maybe you have a different word for it in your country. I know a number of countries observe Veterans Day on November 11th. Here we are. Turns out, I believe it's also in the United States, National Ice Cream Day. So put those two together. I think you know what to do. Buy your favorite veteran some ice cream and say thanks. What's been going on since the last time I spoke to you? Well, the biggest thing is I'm at the point where I think it's okay for me to announce, and so I am, to announce that my software product, What Matters, is now available from my website at mattselznick.com. What is What Matters? Basically, it's a countdown app for Windows, Linux, and Mac. And all it does is count down the days until a particular day that you, of course, set someday in the future. All it does is show you how many days are left, but it does so with a point of view. It asks, are you doing what matters? And shows you how many days are left to do the thing that matters, or to finish the thing that matters, to stay focused on the thing that matters. Why did I create this? I wanted a countdown app that only counted down. And I searched for such a thing. And either they were online or required an online connection, or they had all kinds of other bells and whistles that I didn't want or need, or they were kind of too expensive for something that just counts down the days. So I brought it into the world myself, for me. But it occurs to me that other people may have a use for this. I did a YouTube video, a brief YouTube video, kind of running down how it works with screen capture, showing how it works and what it does and all that. So I will include a link in the show notes to that video. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then the link will be right there in the video for you to watch that. So yeah, What Matters is out there. As I mentioned, it's available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. The way I use it is I have it set up to automatically start when my computer turns on, and I keep it over there on my secondary monitor in the corner. So it's literally kind of in the corner of my eye throughout the day as I work. And again, all it says, all it does is count down the days until a deadline that you've set. And it asks in text above that countdown, are you doing what matters? Now, me, I created this because I wanted to be reminded of how many days I had left until, statistically speaking, I don't have any more days left. I consulted some actuary data. There are calculators online. You answer a few questions about your health and your age and some family history and things like that. And based on life insurance actuary data, it gives you approximately, you know, it's all approximate, how old you'll be when you die. And again, you know, we could die tomorrow. We could die. I could have an aneurysm right now while we're filming this, and that would be it. I could get hit by a bus. You know, anything could happen. But knowing that I have, I'm checking the other monitor here now, knowing that I have 13,028 days until, statistically speaking, I don't have any more days left, it helps me. It helps me stay on track. It helps me stay focused. When I feel my focus slipping and I want to look at social media or play a game or whatever, instead of doing what matters, whatever that might be at the moment, it helps me to see that. 13,028 days as of November 11th, 2025. That's not forever, right? And that's just the number of days until I'm projected to die. It doesn't mean I'm going to be healthy or have all my faculties right up until that moment. So time is precious. And that's why I made What Matters, to remind me that time is precious and to stay on target. And if you think that's something that would be useful to you, then it's available now at mattselznick.com. You can also, if it's easier, go to selznick.me/whatmatters. That's selznick.me/whatmatters. That'll take you to the sales page on my site. Right now, as of November 11th, 2025, What Matters is $5. That gets you updates and upgrades on the software until I run out of days, right? So it's updates and upgrades for life, and the license allows you to use it on 3 machines of your own. You know, so if you have a laptop and a desktop, maybe another computer in another room for some reason. As long as those are your computers, knock yourself out. Install What Matters on up to 3 of your Windows, Mac, or Linux computers. It doesn't require any registration other than, you know, you give me your email address when you purchase it. That's so I can update you on the software itself and other creative endeavors of mine. It doesn't talk to the internet. Doesn't send any data anywhere. It just sits on your computer and tells you how many days are left until whatever it is that you want to track. You know, like I said, I use it for basically memento mori, but you could use it for how many days are left until the deadline on that project or your wedding day or anything that it's important to you to stay on target and focused on achieving. What matters? Windows, Mac, Linux. $5 gets you updates for life. Every time I make an update to the software, the price is going to go up. So if you buy it now, you're locked in, and you'll never have to pay another penny. And that's it. That's a thing I made. Matthew Wayne Selznick actually created something, so I have something to talk to you about creating on Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, which is, as you know, if you've been with me for a little while, not usually the case. So I'm happy to finally get that out there. Connected to that, I think I mentioned in a previous episode that I've been setting up my online store on my website. I'm using FluentCart, which is a really new shopping cart plugin for WordPress. Excuse me. And as it is new, they're still ironing some things out. They are releasing updates on a consistent basis, and they seem relatively responsive to feedback and bug reports. It works. It's just not quite as pretty as I would like it. And there are some user experience issues that are a little frustrating. But the reason I'm using it is because it is, even with all that said, so much better, faster, and much more economical than WooCommerce, which is sort of the default WordPress-based shopping cart online store solution. FluentCart out of the box includes stuff that you have to pay extra with for WooCommerce. And I mean, like, pretty basic stuff. So I went ahead and got a lifetime license for FluentCart, which is right now, I think, about $250. And because I think I'm putting my eggs in this particular basket, because it's so frustrating. And believe me, I've had to do it. It's so frustrating to try and bend WooCommerce to what I want it to do without quite literally spending $1,000. And I'm able to do that for $250 for life with FluentCart. So I've spent a lot of time in the last, well, definitely since I last spoke to you, getting that up and running and bothering them on the user forums with issues that I discover and things that I wish it did differently and all that kind of thing. I've been kind of a gadfly over there. But, you know, they're stuck with me for life, and I'm stuck with them. So I want the darn thing to work in ways that I want it to work and in ways that I think are useful for not just me. So, but the important thing is that all my products that were available for sale from my website in the old version of my site are back, and everything works, and in fact works better than it did when I was selling ebooks and audiobooks and chapbooks on the previous version of my site. And so that's available there. You will see the shopping page, you know, for what matters, if you go to the link that I mentioned, selznick.me/whatmatters. But also, if you just want to check out the online store as it exists now, again, in terms of layout and the way it's kind of presented, I'm not 100% happy with it, but everything works. You can buy my ebooks, audiobooks, chapbooks directly from me, which means that, number one, you don't have to support Amazon if you don't want to. Number two, I earn much more per sale than if you were to purchase it from Amazon or Kobo or Barnes and Noble or any of those other third party marketplaces. And I mean a lot more, as much as 95% of what you pay me for an ebook or an audiobook or a chapbook, I get to keep instead of, well, like on Amazon for an ebook, I keep approximately 70% of what someone pays. So I encourage you, if you're interested in my work, to go to mattselznick.com/shop and get some stuff. I think you'll find for a lot of things, there are little bumps and bonuses. If you buy one thing, you'll get prompted to get another thing for a discount. And separate from that, because the shop is just now starting and going live again, and I want to offer you, dear listener and or viewer of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, a discount coupon that will be good until the end of November 2025. And I'm just deciding this right now as I'm talking to you. So what shall we make the discount coupon be? What will the coupon code be? How about Matt New Shop? All one word. M-A-T-T. Now, you know what? Scratch that. You are witnessing creativity in action right now. I don't like that. It's not as trackable as it could be at a glance. So how about, it's a little more complicated, but how about M-W-S-C Shop 1125. Now I'm going to write that down because you think I'm going to remember it? I'm just making it up as I go along. So bear with me as I get my little sticky note here. So again, it's MWSC New Shop 1125. MWS. See, I had to read it again. MWSC New Shop 1125. All one word, all lowercase. The code will also be in the show notes for this episode. Episode 8-323 of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. The link will be there in the show notes at mattselznick.com for this episode. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it will be in the description down below the video. So, once again, you can go to mattselznick.com/shop, grab some of my ebooks, audiobooks, certain of my titles, my short stories, my novellas, my novelettes. Also have limited edition chapbook editions that you can get. I'll tell you more about that in a second. mattselznick.com/shop. And if you use the coupon code, we're going to read it again, MWSC New Shop 1125, all one word, lowercase, you will receive, let's call it 20% off the entire order. And that does include, the What Matters application that I talked to you about a few minutes ago. I mentioned chapbooks. This is something I started doing, I think it was back in 2009 with my short stories. And that is I make printed little booklet versions of my short stories, my novellas, and my novelettes. They are created when they're ordered. It's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper folded in half. That makes the booklet size, right? 5.5 inches by, I'm so distracted this morning. I'm sorry. 5.5 inches, you know, by 8 inches. And I put a cardstock cover on top of that, fold it myself, staple it myself, sign it myself on the title page. They are numbered because each one is limited to 100 copies. After I've sold 100 copies of any of these chapbooks, that particular chapbook will no longer be available in that format. So they are autographed, they are numbered. I put them in an envelope and I mail it off to you. They're $10 and shipping is free in the United States and Canada. Outside of the US and Canada, I'm not. Reach out to me at matt@mattselznick.com if you live outside the United States or Canada and you're interested in getting a chapbook, and I'll let you know what the shipping will be. It is so uncommon. Matter of fact, I don't think it's happened more than twice that somebody wants to order one and they live outside the U.S. and Canada, that I haven't really set up specific shipping details for that. So if you want one, just email me at matt@mattselznick.com. And that's MATTSELZNICK. So that's really the big news. The shop is live, even if it's not quite as pretty as I would like it. Everything works. And so that's pretty cool. That makes me happy. The other thing that's neat about this is the folks who make Fluent Cart, the shopping cart plugin, they also make this thing called Fluent CRM. And I think I talked about this last episode. It basically replaces the need to have a third-party mailing list application, service, software, whatever. I have used pretty much all of the third-party mailing list services out there. Most recently, for many years, I used Kit, which was formerly known as ConvertKit. More recently, and lastly, I was using MailerLite, and I've ditched them all for Fluent CRM. And this is starting to sound like a commercial for the folks who make the Fluent products. It's not necessarily, because they're not paying me anything, but these are software products for the WordPress ecosystem that are really helping me as a creator. And so I'm sharing this information with you. So Fluent CRM, they don't have a lifetime license deal, but it is still, I think I'm paying $80 a year for them. Compare that to what I was paying with MailerLite, which was $20 a month. Compare that to what I was paying for Kit, which was $29 a month. And there are no restrictions. You know, with MailerLite, with Kit, with MailChimp, with ActiveCampaign, whoever, whatever, you pay more based either on the number of subscribers you have or the number of emails you send. And with Fluent CRM, it's on your WordPress website. And so you're paying, an annual license, but everything else is on you, which does add a little bit of work, but oh my God, it's so much less expensive. And the actual emails themselves are sent through a third-party service that is free or as close to free as to not matter. And there are several of these, I'm using the Amazon, I think it's called Amazon SES, Simple Email Service, which is something like $1 per 10,000 emails sent, which is crazy. And it's super super effective and reliable. You know, they have the infrastructure. They can afford to do this, right? I barely send 1,000 emails in a year. So I've gone from paying, what did I say, $20 a month for MailerLite. So $240 a year, right? Yeah. To paying at most maybe $71 a year for my email marketing. And email marketing is super important for any kind of creator, especially writers. And I'm primarily a writer and an author. And the cool thing about Fluent CRM is it integrates very tightly with Fluent Cart. So when, I'm going to say when, not if you buy something from my store, you're going to get added to my mailing list, which means I will be able to communicate with you about new stuff and be able to ask you your opinion on the thing that you bought after a little while, right? Look, it's no secret. Mailing lists are for marketing. Mailing lists are for building community. And so I'm not going to hem and haw about this. When you buy something from me, yeah, we're going to communicate with each other. You've become part of my community. And I'm grateful for that. And I assume that if you were interested enough in what I do to buy something from me, and ultimately you like what you bought, then you're going to want to hear about more stuff, right? Fluent Cart and Fluent CRM work together super effectively to do all those things, to tie the sale to the customer, to the email address, to set up automation and other marketing tools, to label the customer based on what they bought, when they bought it, all these kinds of things that make it easier for me to communicate with my community and make the communications better for the community, because folks aren't getting things that maybe they wouldn't be interested in or don't apply to them. These are things that you can do to one degree or another with third-party email services, but because they are third-party services, things like Kit or MailerLite or MailChimp, there's an extra step involved. You're paying extra, and a lot of times you can't quite do what you need to do or want to do because it's not so tightly integrated with your particular way of doing things. And so I'm excited about that. It probably comes across in my voice. I've found two tools in Fluent Cart and Fluent CRM that, number one, are saving me so much money and will save me so much money over time. And number two, work well together, are designed to work together. And number three, just make everything easier, which saves time, right? Because there's only so much time to be alive, and we want to make sure we're doing what matters, right? Like how I brought that all together. So, Fluent CRM set up. I have some infrastructure and automation stuff that I still need to kind of put together. But it's good to go. I've already sent out, I think, one or two emails using it. It worked flawlessly. If you're on my mailing list community, then you've received those, most likely. And Fluent Cart set up and running. I'm open for business again in terms of selling my own creative works from my own website, which is very exciting. to me. So that's, in terms of my creative life, that's what's been up. A lot of in the weeds, technical, jibber jabber, occupying my time, but absolutely necessary. And it's all laying the tracks, you know, to get further in the journey. that was a stretch. So what are you currently using to sell your stuff and to communicate with your readers, listeners, friends, fans, with regard to the stuff that you create? I would love your comments and feedback on those topics. You can, of course, leave a comment at mattselznick.com for this episode of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, which is number 8. You can leave a comment right there in the YouTube comments if you're watching this on YouTube rather than listening to it in the podcast application of your choice. You can also perhaps most easily... before we get to that, I also have a contact page on my website at mattselznick.com. For the sake of keeping conversations together, it's better if you comment in the show notes for this particular episode, episode 8 of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. But you can also just leave a general comment on the comment page at mattselznick.com. And perhaps easiest, you can simply email me at matt@mattselznick.com. And again, Matt Selznick is mattselznick.com. What are you using? Are you even selling your creative works from your own website, as opposed to through a third party like Amazon or Kobo or whatever? Are you selling direct, which is what we call that in the biz, selling directly from your website? And if so, what are you using to facilitate that? And same question about your mailing list. Do you have one? I really hope you do. And what are you using to provide that service and that feature to communicate with your community? I'd like to know. Also, of course, I mentioned briefly at the top of the show that my day job is a creative services provider. I help writers and podcasters and other creators bring their works to fruition, to market, and to an audience. If you've found that you like the cut of my jib and where I'm coming from and my experience, then maybe I can help you. You can go to mattselznick.com/services. And on that page, you will find a way to set up a free discovery call, either telephone or video. And we'll have a chat, see if we're a good fit for working together, find out how I can help you. Oh, you know, it's a podcast, so I have to mention, please subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. If you found this through the podcasting application of your preference, then please subscribe, as they say, wherever you get your podcasts. If you are enjoying this show, please take a moment to rate and review wherever it is you are listening to this podcast. And if you are watching it on YouTube, just hit the like button, the heart, whatever it's called over there. It helps. Depending on the platform, ratings and reviews, they help bring the show up in the algorithm, help it be shown in search results more frequently for people who are looking for other podcasts on the creative life. All right. think we got it all out of the way. Remember, you can get What Matters, my new one purpose, single purpose, simple countdown app, What Matters, for $5 for Windows, Mac, or Linux. And that includes updates and upgrades for life. Price will go up every time I do an upgrade or update to What Matters. So get it now for $5 and lock in your price. You can also get any of my books, audiobooks, chapbooks at mattselznick.com/store. No. /shop. You know what? I'm going to make sure both links work. mattselznick.com/shop. And if you act to purchase something before the end of November 2025, use the coupon code, and I'm going to read it again, MWSC New Shop 1125 at checkout, and you will get, what did I say? 20%? 25%? Well, let's call it 25%. I'm going to write that down too. I didn't plan for any of this today. You and I are just talking. And because we're just talking, this is how we end up. So that's it. I hope you will check out the shop. I hope you will buy some of my stuff, frankly. And I hope you will tell other people about the show one way or the other. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.